Sorry, that wasn't the message. We are going to read selected excerpts. We're in a lesson about Yom Kippur. We're continuing from number 7. The study materials are on our websites. You can ask questions through the websites too. Whoever asks in the study hall, please stand up, hold the microphone close to your mouth, and speak loud and clear. So, subtopic is sins and transgressions, number 7.
Yes. Okay. We learned with you about the exit of the emergence of the will to receive through the light, how the Creator organized, set up the will to receive so it would achieve its correction and filling. So here the question is, how are sins and transgressions related? As it's written, go to the craftsman who made me. This is how I'm built, because the upper light, the upper force, created me. And by that, and this is how I exist. So what can I say about myself? Where am I? Where is my nature? Where are my desires? Who governs me? Who manages me? That you can say that there are sins and transgressions here on my part. All of this we will have to scrutinize, clarify. Please.
Number 7. For the sin, we sinned against you with the evil inclination. We should ask, but all the transgressions come from the evil inclination. We should interpret that the sin is in saying that there is an evil inclination instead of there is none else besides them. If a person is unworthy, he is thrown out from above. This comes by clothing in the will to receive, called the evil inclination. This is the meaning of, for the inclination of man's heart is in evil from his youth, meaning that the Creator created him this way, since the will to receive is the actual vessel, except it must be corrected.
Again. Questions? No. Oh, yes.
It's
written that we should interpret that the sin is in saying that there is an evil inclination. What does that mean?
That basically, it's the will of the Creator that awakens in a person deliberately, so that a person will scrutinize on top of it himself, his relation to the Creator.
Scrutinize my attitude towards the Creator is clear, but why does it say that the sin is in saying that there is an evil inclination?
Because everything is given from the Creator and not from any other side, although it's also written that way too sometimes. But it's according to the degree that a person can determine. And this is why we have to accept all those things as coming from above.
So every sin that's revealed, in the end I have to see that the Creator did that to me also.
There is none else besides Him. The Creator did everything, and He did it all, so I would know His creation from beginning to end.
So where exactly is the place of man? Of, if not for me, who is for me? Where is the place that is not none else besides him?
There's no such thing.
So that paradox of none else but me or none else besides him, that's with us till Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction.
Yes.
But to feel it every time, it's me, it's him, it's me, it's him, that's our work.
Yes. That's the revelation.
What?
More. Yes.
So on what exactly is the sin of man?
Man's sin is when he says that there is a sin.
He writes that if a person is unworthy, he's thrown from above. Why is he unworthy?
Because he probably didn't discover what he should discover.
This action called toss someone from above, that's for man's benefit?
Everything is for man's benefit.
So it's a good thing, it's towards a correction.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's thrown from above because he didn't scrutinize correctly that there's none else besides him and the good that does good.
Yes.
So we want to repent over the sins. So the beginning of the...
What sins?
First of all, there's the sin that it's supposedly something from myself and not from the Creator.
That there are sins, yes.
So the first repentance is to acknowledge that everything came from none else besides Him.
Yes.
And how does the next part come from the good that does good, what we said?
After there's none else besides Him, you determine that that none else besides Him is good and does good.
But how? I have to feel it too?
Yes. With all your bones.
It looks like to determine that it's from the Creator. I do have an ability to do that.
No.
No?
No. No, you can't discover that it's from Him unless you feel that it's coming from there is none else besides Him and that He's good and does good. These things come together.
Ken.
Thank you.
Yes.
What does it mean that I created the evil inclination?
Who?
I created the evil inclination. He created it in man.
Yes, the Creator created the evil inclination in man.
So that's not a sin that He created?
No. No. It's still before all the sins, before everything. It's the foundations of creation.
When we work in the ten and we see these states that we feel that are evil and that we're working with it and scrutinizing it and we see that it's from the Creator.
Yes.
So does that mean we're overcoming a sin?
When we discover that there is bad in the world, we attribute it to ourselves. That it all depends on our relation to creation. That we have not yet corrected that there is an evil inclination. But in truth, there is no evil inclination.
מרכז וואן.
למדנו שאין עוד מלבדו.
We learned there's none else besides him. So why is the evil inclination called evil? And what is it evil?
It is evil in that it nevertheless, for the time being, removes us from the Creator.
PT-19.
Something isn't clear. He says that the evil inclination is evil from his youth, that the Creator created him and he needs to be corrected. So, first of all, how do I correct it? Two, why should I correct it if the Creator created it? So what's the story? What hides behind this?
He created it in order to distinguish between us and Him, so so we would be able to shorten the way so much so that we achieve adhesion.
So this, we were talking about the Days of Atonement, right? Yom Kippur.
Right.
So what should we do on Yom Kippur in this state? What should I say forgiveness for?
I have to correct, to try to see my evil and how much it helps me come closer to the Creator and enter the good.
So what do I have to do on that day? Can I cover my sins on Yom Kippur?
Yes.
How?
By determining that there is no evil in the world.
So that's a thought, but in the deed, in the ten, what do I need to do?
No. All our corrections are basically only in the intention.
In the ten, I need to do it with intention?
Yes. Women have to.
Thank you, Rav. I heard it's a sin to call the sin a sin, but it's also a sin to say that there's an evil inclination. So how do we call the evil that's revealed in man? How to call it?
It is the evil that the Creator created so that we would recognize it and be able to correct. By changing our relation, our attitude toward Him.
And I have no responsibility about it, it's just from the Creator.
Until we discover the good and does good in the Creator and thank Him for creating the whole world in this way, and we can distinguish between bad and good and then exist between the two of them, otherwise we wouldn't be able to feel ourselves as created beings.
So what's the special work now on the Day of Atonement when a person sees the good and the bad? What should we do there in the middle?
We have to be in the middle between good and bad and feel that the bad was created only so we would know the good. Without having good, there will not be bad. And without having bad, there will not be good. So then we would have no sensation of reality.
Should man ask that the Creator correct the evil at its root?
Yes. Yes.
Woman Mac.
Women Mac.
Dear love, the will to receive is the main vessel that we build it in the ten, and we have to want to correct that general will to receive. What does it mean together to want to correct that vessel?
That we want, through our connection, to discover a good desire from connection. And through it, we want to correct the ill will, the bad will that brings about all the rejections between us. Okay? Okay, go on. We have Moscow 1.
Да, спасибо, Раф. А вот здесь был про грех много. Что такое вообще грех?
We talked about the sin. What is a sin in the spiritual work? Is fortune telling a sin? What is a sin?
Грех.
A transgression is when I don't relate or accept the Creator as the good who does good and that there is none else besides Him. That's the source, the origin of all the sins.
А там какие-то действия материальные, там, гадания по картам.
Does any corporeal action like fortune telling?
From where do you get this nonsense, fortune telling? Where did you read this? I don't understand you.
Ну, то есть в материальном каких-то грехов не может быть, что такое сделать.
Meaning in corporeality, could there be a sin to do something with your hands that'll be a sin?
אז אתה לא שייך לעבריין.
If you're not harming others, then you're not regarded as a transgressor, as a sinner. Women Ross.
Дорогой Рав, вот в продолжение вопроса подруг из Women Help 2.
Dear Rav, to continue the question from a friend.
Исправление начинается с левой линии.
If every correction starts from the left line, as we learn, so it turns out that we can't reach a true desire to increase the greatness of the Creator, to raise it from the dust, as long as we don't have a desire to humiliate the previous desire.
Yes, of course. It's just like there cannot be pleasure from food unless we're hungry. There has to be a will to receive. And then comes the correction of reception of the filling in order to bestow. And then we enjoy both the food and the giver of the filling. Next.
Could we say that on the Day of Atonement, that the essence of the Day of Atonement is the need to lower the will to receive?
No, of course not. We need not fight against the evil inclination. We need to use the evil inclination correctly.
That's it.
What's the essence of the Day of Atonement?
That we rise above all the obstructions, feelings that we have in our lives, in our world, above them, to the complete connection.
Moshe.
Number 8. From the Talmud, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, all of your sins before the Lord, you will be purified. Transgressions between man and the Creator, the Day of Atonement atones. Transgressions between man and his friend, the Day of Atonement does not atone until he appeases his friend.
Again,
number 8. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, all of your sins before the Lord, you will be purified. Transgressions between man and the Creator, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, atones. Transgressions between man and his friend, Yom Kippur, does not atone until he appeases his friend.
Well, that's clear, right? What?
ברור. אם אמרנו שהחטא...
If we said...
It's not clear. If we said that the sin is that we don't know about none of the sides and the good that does good, so what does it mean the sin is before the friend now?
You cannot reach adhesion with the Creator unless you do it through adhesion with all the friends along the way. Friends on the path.
Yeah, that's something we learn, love of the Creator through the love of the created beings.
So,
but is there a separation between a sin between man and the Creator and man and the others? What is a sin between man and the Creator, and what is a sin between man and the created beings?
There's a difference.
So what's the difference between them?
That you cannot come closer to the Creator unless you first connect with all the other people.
That part is clear, but in the previous excerpt we read, you said that the sin to say that there is a sin, and our work is to acknowledge that there's none else besides him good that does good. So if I did a horrible deed towards a friend now, yes, I also have to say or acknowledge that it came from the Creator, and so on and so on. So where is, what is this thing, a sin between man and the friend?
I don't understand. When you commit a sin toward a friend, by this you commit a sin toward the Creator.
Okay, and I have to understand that it came from the Creator and none else besides him.
What is it?
Again, the whole previous session, we stood on that point, that the fact that a person said that he sinned, that is the sin. And he has to say that everything came from the Creator. So how suddenly when we work in front of the friends, it's not from the Creator and it is a sin I did towards the friends?
No, that too comes from man, and it comes also from the Creator. And if he wants to connect with the Creator, he has to correct his relation to man, to the person. And then out of this, we will have a correction of man's relation to the Creator.
So practically, a person has to calculate in this time what he did wrong to the others and how to correct his attitude towards the others.
Of course. Otherwise, the Day of Atonement will not be over.
So it doesn't end with none else besides him, the good that does good. He does have to do soul searching, how I can make my deeds better.
He must. He must ask for forgiveness from every single one.
What is the transgression between man and his friend?
A transgression between a person and his friend is when he thinks that it is the friend who harmed him and not the Creator.
And how does he make his friend happy?
By asking the Creator and asking the friend to forgive him and allow him to come closer to them.
What's the action of forgiveness?
The act of forgiveness is when he sentences himself or judges himself.
And do you have to practically say something to the friend?
Yes, to the friend and to the Creator. That's it? Okay.
No.
Well?
Could we say that the sin before the Creator is that I am against the Creator in my qualities and can't adhere to the Creator? And the sin before the friend is that I am with the same qualities, but I don't want to adhere to the friend.
There is something to it, yes.
Can I ask another?
No, enough. Yes.
Sorry, Rav, it's not clear everything that's going on here, at least for me. If we're speaking of man's attitude towards the Creator, it's clear I have to do some correction. My perception here is broken, that's clear. But what's this whole matter of the friend, transgression with the friend, sorrow from the friend? What are all those actions?
Why?
Because if the work is before that upper force that he created the will to receive, the evil inclination, I have to understand that everything I see shattered in the world, all sins, is just lack of adhesion to the Creator. It's like everything is in relation to that force. So how suddenly is there work before the friends? What transgressions do I have before the friends that I have to ask for forgiveness? What is that action even? It's not clear.
Lama?
Why?
Lama talo, lama talo.
Why do you think that you're not committing any sins against him.
It sounds very corporeal.
מנסים ליצור, להגיע לקשר עם הבורא.
We are trying to reach a connection to the Creator, reach love, that He's going to change my qualities to be like Him. So the work in front of the friends is to discover the places of the evil inclination, where I want for myself, where I have an intention to myself, and ask the Creator to correct it. Where are there actual transgressions here? You know, I'm transgressing here. It sounds the opposite.
But if you're not asking that he would correct you, it's not a transgression?
Towards the Creator, why is the friend connected to this?
You have no transgressions against the friends?
He writes, yes, but that's what's confusing. Because what transgression could I have before the friend? I come to the tent. I want to discover the Creator. I want him to change my qualities, to be like him. So we're doing work here in the tent, trying to connect, doing everything. We say that evil is revealed. It is. It's not that a person chooses to do the evil. It's revealed. Who revealed it? The Creator. So we can say, you discovered the evil, correct it. Where is the transgression towards a friend here? What, I have freedom of choice to do evil to a friend?
The fact that you don't see how through your actions you're stopping the Creator and the friend on the way to correction. What can you do? You don't see it.
Okay, so that's something else. I don't see it. But it sounds about all kinds of transgression. I did this to a friend. I insulted a friend. I don't know what.
It's,
what you're describing is completely different. Is that I don't see my own shattering, that I don't see my intentions are hidden from me, and I have to see them being revealed every time, and some evil that's being revealed. This circle I understand, but I can't understand where there's actually doing evil to a friend, a transgression, a sin towards a friend, to ask for forgiveness. That isn't clear either. Prayer, I understand, it's work in the heart, but what is forgiveness? What I'm speaking in words here, this whole attitude is, it sounds very corporeal. It's still too soon to answer you. This whole holiday, the Day of Atonement, sounds very weird suddenly. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's a calculation.
But we calculate every day. Every evening comes to ask, what did you do? Did you come to the tent? Did you try to work? Did you try to come close to a friend? Did you discover that you're different, shattered? Did you ask? That's a calculation. What other calculation after a year I do on the Day of Atonement? It sounds so artificial.
But still, there is this custom of making this calculation. It's a custom.
I understand the custom, but what about error correction? How do we actually correct this thing? Again, I'm going back to the beginning. If the sin is that a person determines that there's something except for the Creator who created the world to receive, and that's what's shattered, that's what keeps them away from the Creator. What are the other sins? What are the other transgressions? What are you asking for forgiveness for?
Nothing. That's the main thing.
Yes.
So I don't understand the meaning of asking for forgiveness from the friends.
The friends, the Creator, it is all in order for me to ask forgiveness for not being focused on putting all the parts of creation together and out of that to turn to the Creator.
Okay, so there's something personal here. Avinam, Amit, I'm sorry on things I did to you, or it's me before the system called Creator that is revealed like friends.
That too.
So there's also the general perception and also personally in front of the people.
Yes. This is what we have to do on the Day of Atonement, or before the Day of Atonement, at the atonement for sins, for transgression, for iniquities.
So what is asking for forgiveness?
It
asks for like children.
Take a prayer book and sit before the friends and read what it means to atone, to make atonement.
I did homework with my son yesterday in the second grade. It means to say sorry on what you did and not to do it again.
Well,
that's the work in front of the friends.
This is before the friends.
It sounds like kindergarten.
It is like in the kindergarten. So what? What do you think? Our whole life is not in the kindergarten? I have nothing to add. We just need to try to raise these things to our level and continue. We will talk some more.
No. What am I nudnik him called as one?
Then the same nudniks who want to ask.
No, David.
No, David.
I want to ask
differently. Why is it important to the Creator a person's attitude towards the friend?
We don't talk about the Creator.
Why is it important in our correction, the attitude towards a friend? Why don't we ask about asking for forgiveness from nature that I'm polluting?
What are we going to do, bow to a tree?
And to the friend. Why is there an importance towards a friend? There's so many details in reality. Why is the friend important?
Because he's the one who presents to me my relation to others.
But man, if he thinks of himself, so he damages all of reality, not only the friends.
This is already philosophy.
Why? It's felt in men. There are whole movements working in this. It's also felt. When I throw things into the garbage, I'm thinking, why am I polluting my reality? Why can't I be a person that is more concerned of the environment? I feel it. It awakens in me somehow. It started happening at some age. Why is this a secondary attitude and the attitude towards the friend is the main one?
Because the friend is a human being like you. And to the rest of nature, we can address it gradually more and more.
So maybe the question is, why not to relate to the most exalted part of reality, which is the Creator, but only to relate to like lesser details, like a friend? That's what it seems to a person. That's how it's depicted to us, that there's an upper Creator and that there's friends in this world.
So we need to ask forgiveness from the friends. We have such a prayer in the prayer book where we sit and read it before everyone. And we ask for forgiveness. And after that, we begin the Day of Atonement. We are done. We have a lot more to scrutinize, both about this Day of Atonement. And from this Day of Atonement to the next Day of Atonement, we have more things to do. In the meantime,
so a few announcements for the ends. Dear ladies, we have a special event from 18 and above, the Women World Gathering. Shabbat, Saturday, 23rd of September, 11:30 to noon. Women gathering of friends. Then from noon, a special lesson with Rav Lightman. Friends registration for the World Kabbalah Convention. Opening the heart is open. For details, go to convention.kli.one. Today's schedule, Thursday at noon, we have the lesson with Rav live. And we'll end with a song. Piarka matlab hai ekta eki eki medika ke ye khuda sabne mere sikha piarka matlab hai ekta eki eki medika ke ye khuda. Together we grow, light awakens our soul, the spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, about reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Ek hi mein dikha ke ye khuda.